The Lord is risen. From the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, the following words. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the text. Please be seated. The narrative of the resurrection continues through the events of the people that were closest to it. Mary Magdalene, Thomas, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, it all makes part, and each one has a lesson to teach us. From Mary Magdalene, we learn that through tears, your vision becomes blurred, as do your thoughts. You cannot think clearly when you are saddened by the facts of life. From Thomas, we learn that faith has nothing to do with these eyes. It has to do with the eyes of the heart, with the eyes of the soul, because God reaches into our soul with his revelation, with his Holy Spirit, and rescues us and conquers us to himself. And from the two on the road to Emmaus, we learn to believe in the word of God, whether we can understand it or not. And we also learn from them that once we realize that Christ is alive and well, the things of which we were afraid, like walking in the darkness from Emmaus to Jerusalem, becomes irrelevant. Now we can walk. First it was too dark. There were too many dangers lurking in the darkness. Now they got up at once and ran back to Jerusalem. Another interesting fact, listen to this. The very next verse after our gospel reading, it says, then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Now it comes. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself came to them and said, "Peace be with you." Happy reunion, everybody there. The setting of our gospel is just that. That their hopes were dashed and they had nothing else to do. Let's go back home. So, they, thinking that Jesus had never made it out of the grave, totally brokenhearted, returned to resume their lives back in Emmaus. But then Jesus comes to them and the whole perspective of life changes. Now they are happy. Now they are running back to Jerusalem in the darkness. The hidden Christ still is active in our lives. Sometimes he is right there, but we, through our sadness, don't see him. And we sometimes, when we are stooped in sadness, live as if he were not there or if he did not even exist. We believe that our life's affairs are up to us to solve. Our problems are ours and there is no one to help. Au contraire, says Christ, I am here. I have risen from the dead. I am your Savior. I have granted you eternal life. But not only that, I grant you also courage for every day living in this life. Once we perceive Christ, once he reveals himself to us, then things become easier. Death no longer causes despair in us, not our own nor the death of our loved ones. It is okay with Christ. it is okay with me. Because he overcame death and the sting of the original sin, which is death, is gone. He freed me from the prison. Now I'm free to live. And Christ wants us to live in the present, not in the past. The past was when you lived without Christ, when you lived without remembering that he had resurrected, when you lived thinking that you had to administer all things by yourself. 15 years ago, somebody wronged you, and now you still hold that against them. 15 years ago, you committed a terrible sin, and you still cannot forgive yourself. You still hang on to that. What type of Christianity is that? Christ wants our sins. Cast upon him all your anxieties. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and will never give that sin back to you. The sin is no longer yours. He took it onto himself and nailed it to the cross, and it's done. Live in the present. That's what Christ taught the disciples of Emmaus and by proxy to you and me. We live in the present. Let the past be where it belongs, in the past. It is no longer relevant. It is no longer relevant. It makes no longer any difference, except perchance that you learned a lesson from the past that you apply to the future and the present. But the past can no longer condemn you, nor can it condemn anyone whom you forgave in the name of Christ. A new perspective of courage is infused in our life through the knowledge that Christ is risen. The 11, the disciples without Judas, probably extended the lease on that upper room where they ate the Last Supper. They were still there when the two from Emmaus returned, without breath, but with happiness in the heart. This is our privilege, to celebrate the resurrection of the risen Lord, to celebrate his presence now here with us. He is no longer in the tomb. He rose. See the place where they laid him? He is part of your life, and he wants you to live with him in eternity, but already here. I can hardly wait to, upon the resurrection of the dead, to be vested with the new body, this marvelous spiritual body that can disappear like this, that can walk through closed doors, that can eat fish and bread at the beach 8 days later. That's what's in store for you and me, because Christ rose from the dead. How wonderful. That's the message of life, of forgiveness, of love, of courage we have to share with our dark world today. Let's light the place up, will we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.